started recording. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the common council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
People are rushing me today. It is Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022 at 6:01 p.m. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Fargan.
Here.
Middleton. Absent. Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 9th. Are there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Is everything on? I'm not getting any audio right here currently on my recording. Okay. Well, Terry, if for some reason the audio is not on, I don't know what's going on. I'm getting audio on my Facebook, but not onto the recording, so you'll have to check it before we put it on Facebook or on YouTube. Thanks. Okay, next up is Kiesera Dale.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Somebody's missing tonight. Drew Johnson, who's director of operations, was planning on being here, but his babysitter bailed on him. I told him to grab the kids, but so it's just me tonight. For those you're not familiar, Kiesera is one of our many medical device companies here in Columbia City. And they're more on the surgical tools and instruments. They do some of the drills and some of the cutting devices that are used in the surgeries. Just a few implements and some screws and whatnot, but their things are going very well. And their parent company, which is kind of how they went there, is very pleased with what's going on here. He's wanting to invest. For those who aren't aware, they are getting ready to move from 724 East Swihart out to Blue River Industrial Park, or on Tower View Drive, to a building that's been vacant for a while. They purchased that building and put a lot of money into it, renovating. In fact, there may be an expansion of that building in the not too distant future. So things are going well. As you saw from the memo, about 29 people, and I put an hourly wage here at 24, it's actually a lot higher than that, unless they did the SB. So things are going very well for them. They are, with that move, going to add a considerable amount of new production equipment to almost $1.8 million. And their request is for a phased-in tax abatement on that. What I propose to both them is the information that I sent to you was just a three-year phase-in. As you know, we're still not sure where property tax is going to be in the state anytime soon. The floor of the depreciation will continue to be dropped, so wanted to just do something in a quick period, as we've done in the last couple, and also stops us from having to do years and years worth of CFR reporting. And so we have, I think you see with the cost benefit summary of this new investment, the payoff is within. They're going to hire 10, up to 10 positions at way above the county average wage. And they're really excited about the future. So the resolution in front of you is for personal property tax abatement for 3 years. And the deduction schedule is 750 or 95%.
Questions of Dale. Yes, Tad.
How long do you think the timeline would be for those 10 employees to be added?
They want them, they want, I think, 4 by the end of the year and then all 10 by the summer.
Oh, okay. So that's quick.
Yeah. And the expansion and then additional investment could be around the summertime as well. So they're already trying to
Other questions? Okay. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
So in front of you is resolution number 2022-26. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Walt, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2022-26 by title only.
Resolution number 2022-26, a resolution of the Columbia City Common Council approving the deduction of assessed valuation for personal property improvements.
So I just want to make sure it's noted that under the second, be it further, that should be grant a deduction for assessed valuation for 3 years.
Have they voted?
Well, no, I'm saying that that's what's being proposed, is the 3 years. So, any questions, comments, concerns?
I do not.
Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2022-26? Yep, I hear you. Okay, Ted. Okay. Motion by Ted, seconded by Dan. Further discussion. Well, just want to make sure, just to clarify the motion, it's for a 3-year abatement as presented.
Right?
Okay, and the second is for a 3-year as well. Okay, thank you. The motion is seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay. Dale, do you want to introduce your guest while we're here?
Yeah, so this is Ardonna Angel. She is a new employee of the Economic Development Corporation, and you will see her out and about and representing the EDC in many functions. So okay. Thank you.
Welcome, Ardonna. Okay. Next up is Ordinance 2022-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance number 2022-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2022-24, City of Columbia City, Indiana, an ordinance establishing Arts Commission for the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So as a reminder, there was a minor change from last time, which was with the terms, and that was only just to correct a small error. So under council appointments, there's 2 members that are the 4 years, 1 member that's the 3 years. That's the only, and it really wasn't a change, it was just a correction. Obviously, you know I'm passionate about this. I know Jennifer is too. I'm sure many of you are. So open it up for questions, comments, concerns. Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance number 2022-24 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is resolution number 2022-25. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2022-25 by title only.
Resolution 2022-25, an emergency resolution providing for the transfer of appropriations for several departments of the City of Columbia City, Indiana for the year 2022 for the action and passage pursuant to IC 6-1.1-18-6.
Rosie.
Okay. So, because the fire department has been short 2 people?
2 people for 7 months and still short 1 until we get the next guy trained.
Okay. There has been a humongous amount of overtime, and so that has taken away, the actually overtime budget has been in the hole. So before, we're getting ready to hire a new officer, and we're, or nothing, I'm sorry.
Firefighter.
New firefighter. And so to cover the overtime wages, which we have it in there for a new one, and hire this new one, we're requesting $80,000 out of Lois to cover what we're in the hole for the rest of the year for wages for the fire, and to get the overtime out of the hole. Does that make sense?
Does that just cover the overtime and the additional?
And additional.
Okay. Oh, is that just the overtime for the new person?
No, the overtime is in the hole right now.
Yeah.
For like the whole department.
Yeah. So we want to get the, I've switched enough money out of their wages to get out of hole because they have to keep the overtime. Mm-hmm. So I need another $80,000 to finish the year out and hire the new firefighter.
Got it.
Tom.
That, I think though what he's asking, that does also fund the firefighter that we're hiring.
Yeah, that's what I was, I guess, just asking, if that funds that additional employee.
Not the additional.
Okay. So let's back up. So there was the early, was the last process early this year?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the one that Felicity got.
Yeah. Okay. So you may remember at the beginning of this year we were supposed to hire two, okay? But only one made it through the process. Okay, so that still left an available spot, if you will. Keep in mind that bringing on a new firefighter, they don't go right into shift. They have to train for, what, 6 months for about a brand new firefighter?
Well, about six weeks, I'm sorry. Six weeks. Because they already got their training, but to learn our policies
yeah.
and how we do things, our hose lays, our trucks, streets,
yeah.
get them through a process where we feel comfortable, we can turn them loose, and they know what they're doing with our department. Sorry, Mayor.
So basically the point is we were supposed to hire two, we only got one, so then we had to do a whole nother process. So out of this process, we've gotten two good ones, one that we already had a spot available for, and one that won't join until probably beginning of next year, okay? So I think just to clear this up, it's to backfill that second spot that we were supposed to fill there. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Rosie, but this appropriation should clear us for the rest of the year.
Correct.
Like, that's why it's such a big thing, because we're anticipating what the overtime wages are going to be, knowing that we still, like our new officer we just hired, our new firefighter that we just hired, fire officer, that is, it won't come on, won't start until, what'd you say, September?
24th.
September 24th, and then again, they're not on their own yet. Mm-hmm. Even though they're a full-time firefighter in another community, it still is going to take a little time to policies, procedures, all that stuff. So we anticipate we're going to have overtime probably into October and maybe even into early November, just depending on what things go. So I think what Rosie and Tom have worked on here is to try to get that number so that we don't have to come back at the end of the year and readjust it again.
So this covers all the projected overtime.
That's okay. Right. I don't want to speak for you, Rosie, but I think that's what their plan was.
And then next year's budget would cover that without having them.
So right now we're making up on the hour that we invested in overtime to keep the operation going.
Yeah. I'm following. Yeah.
Yeah. When you have to pay time and a half for for that for people that have been here for a long time, it racks up pretty quickly. That's for sure. But again, we have a minimum staffing of two, so we always have to have two people on at all times. And I think that's an appropriate thing for our community anyway. So that's kind of the background of it.
Okay.
Any other questions regarding that? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve resolution number 2022-25?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Rosie, will you walk us through what the next steps are for that resolution? Is there a time period where it has to be advertised and
no
for reappropriation?
Because you're doing the lowest consensus.
Well, I know, but you're still moving general fund from what.
Yeah, but it's within his fund.
Gotcha. Okay, so there's not another step at the moment. Okay, good. Okay, thank you. Okay. Sean.
As I reported to the board.
Thank you, guys.
We have Westgate. All the transformers are energized, so we're prepared to start switching people's house drops over this week and next, so we'll let those customers know what's going on there. The Board of Works also gave me approval to move forward with hiring a new employee. We have two that are going to be out, one for probably about a year and a half for military, another one permanently. So we're going to start moving forward on that. And we were able to complete the pole attachment agreement with Surf Wireless for the pole to home drops. So the areas where they can't bury to the house, they can rent our pole to go to the houses. So other than that, we're staying busy. Had a little bit of a power outage Monday with a tree that came down across the lines. We got that cleaned up next to the county highway building. But other than that, standard operation.
Questions of Sean? Thank you. Terry?
Well, working with SOS, they're going to start rewiring the MSF facility today because it's got some 25-year-old wiring running through that building, Cat 3 and Cat 5. We're going to get it replaced with some new Cat 6. That process will start tomorrow. Should be done probably before the end of the week. Working with IoT, Indiana Office of Technology, and Knowledge B4 Company to give us some ability to give our employees some testing for phishing, and not the kind Tom does, but email phishing and malware, so we can kind of give them an education up a little bit of what to look for and what to be aware of when they get stuff that may be dangerous. Also working with SOS to replace some of Mike Shoda's stuff on his gate out there so they can get that backup operation.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Mike?
I was in Fort Wayne Wednesday through Friday of last week at the IWA conference. While I was over there, I met with their engineer and distributor. We talked about the force main project on Main Street. It's going to have some issues once you put a new force main in. Being a smooth pipe instead of the rough pipe that's in there now, it changes the hydraulics of the whole station. So I think we're going to have to replace all three pumps in that station. We're still working on that process to figure out for sure. We had an intern from Whitfield High School serve with us on Monday the 15th. It's working out really well. And Gregor should back online after a new gearbox and unplugging a line today.
Questions of Mike? Thank you. Kelly?
Our concrete crew has been working on a 50-50 sidewalk application on Maple Street. They started that last week and just finished that up. Dirt and seed installed behind the sidewalk and getting ready to fix the front tomorrow with some asphalt hot mix. We installed the Welcome to Columbia City sign out on Little Turtle property. The sign flew over over by a heavy truck area. It was an EMPA sign, I believe, that Sean maybe got years ago. So we installed that, and the school's going to take care of it now. That's in place. And community crossings for next year, the street list we have, I think there's 9 or 10 of them on the list. Lori Shipman will be submitting that to the state here by the end of this month. That's it.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Mike.
We finished the storm drain at Dogwood, and we got one to start a small one at Westgate. Friday, we shut the north tower off and drained it completely. Larry came up and did a washout inspection of the inside. They were done today, so we started filling it. It'll probably, hopefully by the end of the week, first of Monday, we'll be able to open it back up to the, you know, the uses for the public. And they did a visual inspection, climbed the towers and looked in the other two, and I've been
year. Next year, they'll do a washout on the south tower.
Questions on Mike? I have a question. Who's Larry?
Larry.
I was like, Larry who? Larry.
Larry Construction. They're the ones that have our contract on the tower.
Okay.
Larry's
the new guy. We hired a new person I didn't know about. We sent Larry after
Jack. You did a big job.
That's right. Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Tom.
I could just see Schroeder running around yelling for Larry. After the Board of Works meeting last 2 weeks ago, where we interviewed two candidates, we did make two offers of employment. One will start September 24th, as I mentioned earlier, and the other one will start towards the end of the year. I think Rosie said the 29th. I'll have to confirm with her. It's either 29th, right around the first of the year. So that's really big news for my department. Thank goodness. I reported also 2 weeks ago that 102 was in, that failed pump test. We think we've got that narrowed down to the governor that goes to the pump. Long story short, the repair company that we have fix our trucks for that portion of them contacted the governor company, and we've sent it in the governor, not the truck, off the truck, in for a rebuild. We think that's going to fix it. If not, it's going. The only other thing is it could be in the wiring, and I don't know if you've ever done vehicle wiring, but that is going to be a nightmare if it's that. So hopefully, cross our fingers, it's not that, but it's labor intensive, but it's not expensive. We do not think it's in the pump at this point, so that's really good news. But on the other bad news, this is 101. Our other engine is having some charging issues. It's not anything that would take it out of service, that it's just inconvenient. So I'm dragging my feet to get that repaired until we get 102 back up and running, so that we continue to have a working engine. So I'll keep you posted.
Question at the top. Thank you. Chip?
So as Mike said, he was at that conference, and I gave a stellar presentation at that conference. I really think it went off without a hitch. There's multiple hitches, but Westgate is coming along very good. Very well. Sorry about that. We are getting ready to pour curbs this week, and hopefully by next week they'll be done. I want to thank Electric and Mike Shoda for all the help that they've done out there. We're getting the old high school property ready for the possible skate park coming in soon. We did some drainage work there today. We put out requests for proposals for the water, to do a water project from that. They are due next week, and currently working with the county RDC on a possible sewer project right now.
Questions of Chip? Thanks, Chip. Mark?
We're in the middle of football. Started. For some reason, we had a ton of kids go out and play this year. Probably at about 100 games, maybe 142. So that was an issue of equipment, but we kind of worked out somehow. So middle school helped us, high school helped us. So thank you to them. Splash pad did break last week. It was shut down for a week. We were able to get it up and running yesterday. It was really the first significant problem we had with the splash pad since we put it in. Some people thought we shut it down, and that wasn't the case. It was just really broken. And so it's up and running, and it will continue to run until the week is over. We'll be working on overseeding and fertilizing the park fairly soon, maybe this week. I think it'll go well. A lot of mowing to do for some reason. We started planning our mother's son Halloween party. It'll be this fall in October. We meet with JPR Thursday, talk about the skate park project contract. And then we had meeting tomorrow, talk about our meeting coming up with the school boards.
Questions of Mark? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information. First of all, happy belated birthday to our own Jennifer Romano on Monday.
Hey.
I want you to generally kind of mark off your calendar midday on October 3rd. As you know, we've been working toward a veterans memorial at Patriotic Park. We are tentatively planning on that date. Rachel, you will get a press release when we get details set.
Okay.
Okay. So tentatively October 3rd, right around the noontime, we're working on putting together the program for that. So tentatively mark your calendars for that. Tomorrow is the first youth council of the season. So we'll be meeting with the youth council tomorrow after Tad and Mark's meeting. I have a little presentation at the senior center on Thursday, and let's see, what else do I need to let you know about? Monday the 29th, we're going to give a little presentation to NDOT and their consultant regarding US 30 and kind of the concept that our planning committee, which Jennifer sits on, kind of give that concept to the actual consultants and talk through that a little bit with them. And hopefully we'll see what US 30 holds for the future. We won't at that meeting, but as they're planning ahead. Let's see what else. I don't know that there's a whole lot more on our schedule. Reminder, because we have a little while until our next meeting, reminder that obviously City Hall is closed on Labor Day, which is Monday the 5th. And I think that's all I have right now. I think. Walt?
Nothing.
Dan? Jennifer?
Just an update on City Chicken.
Okay.
Jenny and I are meeting later this week to talk about it a little bit more. And I've received several different contacts from the community, people who are interested. So.
Gotcha. And you guys are going to send me some questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing is I've also had some people in the community reach out about the Arts Commission.
Okay.
So whenever the time comes, I'll be sharing those names.
I was going to say. Okay. If you can stay after a few minutes, just want to cross-tabulate to see if your people are my people.
I suspect it might be.
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot of enthusiasm.
Yes, there is, which is great. That's fantastic to hear. Tad?
I don't have anything, but regarding the Arts Commission, do we have to, are we each submitting something to you?
So you guys as a council have three appointments.
Got it.
So however you decide to do that, I just want to make sure that if Jennifer has someone that's approached her and they've also approached me, that we're not double dipping with the same person, if you will. So that's all I'm asking.
Okay.
So, but yes, so you as a council will need to vote on whoever those three people are.
I said if you want to send them to me.
Send them to you.
And then we could tabulate them and then we can pass it on.
Yeah, because you guys will have to vote for whoever those people are and pass that as an appointment. So.
One for 4 years, one for 3 years.
I think it's two for four, one for three.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just saying I know they're going to split.
Yes. Okay. Anything else, Dad?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Press? Audience? Okay. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.